Well, he's the second richest man in the world, but he may not be for long. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett says he is going to give away most of his multi-billion dollar fortune, at least to the less fortunate. Now, it will be the largest philanthropic gift in history. Buffett is worth about $44 billion, and he's pledged to give away 85% of it. The 75-year-old CEO controls Berkshire Hathaway. He plans to gradually give away the bulk of his stock to five foundations, most of it going to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is focused on ridding the world of malaria, AIDS, and other diseases. So joining us now is a man who knows Buffett and his motivations perhaps better than anyone, biographer Andrew Kilpatrick. Andrew, good to have you. All right.
Thank you.
So many people thought that Buffett would never give away his money to charity until after he died. So why the change of heart?
Well, Carol, that's right. He has always said it would be after he died. He has changed it. I think Gates has influenced him a lot. And I think what he sees is that the Gates Foundation can do a better job of giving than he can. And what this is really is a merger of Buffett and Gates. It's not a business deal, but it's two great minds joining together for charity.
So that explains perhaps why he gave it to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I mean, to have the second richest man give his fortune to the richest man in the country might make sense.
Well, it's pretty funny, but he says he's really not giving it to Bill Gates. He's giving it through Bill Gates to give to the causes that foundation deems the best use of the money.
Which is already worth something like $30 billion already, even without Buffett's money.
Right.
So I guess relationships mean a lot to the man then, perhaps.
The relationship does mean a lot. They met in 91. They played bridge together, traveled together, been to each other's football games and homes. And I think they've talked about this for a long, long time. But people always thought, or I always thought, that maybe they would do some business deal. You know, Berkshire or Microsoft would merge or something, but that doesn't make much sense. But this really is almost a merger of Berkshire and Microsoft in some way. I mean, the stocks of these companies are really going to this great charitable interest. Mm-hmm. And it's just that he sees that the Gates Foundation has the staff and the manpower and is already ramped up and running, and that they can do a better job, and he admits it. And he says, if you were going to do a bet on a golf game, go with Tiger Woods. So he's doing it the way he thinks the money will do the best for society.
Well, Andrew, give us the inside story on what the children's reaction would be. I mean, Buffett has always said that he wasn't going to give them his fortune, that he wanted them to have the incentive to work. But I'm wondering, what are their feelings about their dad and his money?
This is a question about their children. They've joked about it, saying that's not what their mother used to think. But they're in full agreement with their father about this. I mean, they joke
not
about
bitter.
It. But they are in sync with him. In fact, some of the money is going to the Children's Foundation so that they can give it to the causes they believe in.